This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Let's get into the Word of God this morning. I've come to understand that there's a difference between thanksgiving and thankfulness. That is, you can be thankful and not give thanks, but you cannot give thanks, or you cannot give thanks and not be thankful. You can give thanks and not be thankful, or you can be, there's a difference between thankfulness and giving thanks. You can give thanks and not be thankful, but you cannot be thankful and not give thanks. So giving thanks is an act that you and I perform every now and then. But thankfulness is an attitude and also a posture of gratitude. Thankfulness is an attitude and a posture of gratitude. Whereas giving thanks is an act we perform. Giving thanks is an act we perform every now and then. Thankfulness is an attitude and a posture of gratitude. And gratitude is a state of being grateful. Gratitude is a state of being grateful. Being grateful is a posture. When someone does not have a posture of gratitude, it will be difficult for thanksgiving to flow genuinely from their heart. Giving thanks is an expression of gratitude. When you give thanks, you are expressing gratitude. But when you are thankful, is an attitude and a posture of gratitude. When you give thanks, you are expressing gratitude. But when you are thankful, you are taking a posture and an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Now, when you look at the opposite of gratefulness, you will understand that the opposite is quite scary. The opposite of gratefulness is complaining, murmuring, a sense of entitlement. So when you do not have an attitude and a posture of gratitude, you become critical in life, because everyone who complains, they are always critical. Everyone who murmurs, they are always critical. When people are not grateful, they become critical of everything around them. They become critical of even themselves. Why? Because they do not have a posture of gratitude. They have not taken on the attitude of gratitude. So understand that God wants you and I to have an attitude of gratitude. He wants us to be thankful. He wants us to have that posture of gratitude, because from the posture of gratitude, we are able to give thanks genuinely from the depths of our hearts. Let's give Jesus praise this morning. Please, let's give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. I've come to understand that the reason why many don't appreciate anything around them is because they don't know where God has brought them from. The reason why many don't appreciate God or give God thanks or take a posture of gratitude is because they have forgotten where God picked them from. They have forgotten where God has taken them from. And when you do not remember where God took you from, it will be difficult for you to have a posture of gratitude. When you forget where God picked you from, when you forget how far the Lord has helped you, it will be difficult for you to have a posture of gratitude. And if you do not appreciate God for where He is bringing you from, you do not qualify for the next. And the reason why many do not see the next thing happen in their life is because they are not grateful for the current. They are not grateful for the past. They are not grateful for the present. And as a result, they do not qualify for the next. I pray for you. May gratitude flow from your heart in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, if you and I do not recognize that we are products of mercy and grace, we will never take a posture of gratitude. When we do not recognize that we are a product of mercy and grace, the reason why many don't take a posture of gratitude is because they think that they are self-made. When you think that you are self-made, it will be difficult for you to take a posture and an attitude of gratitude. And the Bible makes it clear to us in Romans chapter 9, verse 16, "So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." It is God who shows mercy. Every one of us, we are products of mercy. We are products of grace. And the book of Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2 says this to us. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So which means when I'm not giving thanks unto the Lord, I am doing bad things. When I'm not giving thanks unto the Lord, I am doing bad things. When I'm giving thanks unto the Lord, the psalmist says, it is a good thing that I am doing. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Do you believe it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord? Now lift your voice in thanksgiving and let's celebrate the Lord this morning. Give him your loudest praise this morning. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving and appreciation, they are signs of good character. They are signs of good character. Thanksgiving and appreciation are signs of good character. When someone does anything good for you, we are taught when we're growing up to say thank you. Actually, that was one of the things that, you know, parents will teach their children, to say thank you. When someone does good things for you, they teach you to say thank you. Why? Because thank you is a sign of a good character. Is a sign of a good character. When you are having an attitude of gratitude, it shows that you have good character. So therefore, what makes thanksgiving a good character to possess as a believer? Number one, what makes it a good character possess is because thanksgiving and appreciation is a proof of kindness towards the one you are appreciating. It is a proof of your kindness towards the one you are appreciating. The Bible encourages us to give thanks to God and praise that is due to him. So every time you're giving thanks, you're giving praise, it is a proof of kindness. It's a proof of your kind-heartedness towards the one that you are appreciating. And the Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because give him the praise that is due to him, according to Psalm 29, verse 2. So understand that thanksgiving is a proof of kindness. Kind-hearted people say thank you. Kind-hearted people say thank you. Kind-hearted people say thank you. Those who are not kind, they never say thank you. They have a sense of entitlement. They think that, you know, whatever they get, they deserve. But you and I need to understand that we are products of mercy. We are products of the grace of God. There is nothing that we receive on this earth that was not given to us. And because we know that everything we have has been given to us by the Almighty God, we do not withhold our thanksgiving. We do not minimize our thanksgiving. We give him thanks lavishly, understanding that giving thanks is a good character. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Please give the Lord your praise this morning. Number two, thanksgiving and appreciation is proof of a grateful heart. When you are grateful, you don't withhold your thanksgiving. When you are grateful, you don't minimize your thanksgiving. The Bible tells us that one of the signs of the end time will be unthankfulness. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, unthankfulness will be one of the signs of the end time. It talks about men will be lovers of themselves. They will be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So the Bible actually characterizes unthankfulness with the same thing as unholiness. Hallelujah. So unthankfulness is a sign of the end time. God is doing things for you. You're not thanking him. God is doing things in your life. You're not thanking him. God is doing things for your destiny. You're not thanking him. Wives are doing things for their husbands. Husbands are not saying thank you. Husbands are doing things for wives. Wives are not saying thank you. Parents are doing things for children. Children are not saying thank you. Children are doing things for parents. Parents are not saying thank you. So you can see it's a sign of the end time. And if there is a generation that is so unthankful, it's this generation. It's easy to do something for someone in our generation and they just walk away. They feel they're entitled to it, you know. You know, when you even hear how people speak on social media, it tells you the state of our generation's heart. We live in a generation where people are so ungrateful. People are so ungrateful. And when we do not give God thanks, we have taken a wrong posture towards life. Hallelujah. Give Jesus your praise this morning. Take note of this. Unthankfulness is a plague of the last days, and many people are found in it. Unthankfulness is a plague of the last days, and many people are found in it. Why is unthankfulness a challenge in this end time? The reason it's a challenge is because, you know, many do not understand that the agenda of Satan is to rob them of the virtues of thanksgiving. They don't understand there are virtues that comes with thanksgiving. And also take note of this, unthankfulness is also the plague of human self-sufficiency and independence of God. This is one of the characteristics of the end time. The plague of human self-sufficiency. You hear people say, I'm a self-made man. No, no, no. You're not a self-made nothing. Because let's begin with the breath in your lungs. You didn't give yourself that breath in your lungs. If God withdraws that breath in your lungs, you will not even be able to make the money you're making. So we all must understand that we cannot be independent of God. We cannot be. So unthankfulness has become the plague of human self-sufficiency. The Bible said they shall be lovers of themselves. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of themselves. They shall be unthankful. So it is a state where people think without God they can survive. People think without God they can fare well. People think without God they can do well. But can I tell you this, friends? It is a lie of the devil from the pit of hell. Without him we can do nothing. Listen, friends, without God, we can do nothing. Give Jesus praise if you believe that this morning. What are the virtues that are in thanksgiving? What are the virtues in thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving grants you access to good. Thanksgiving gives you access to experience the goodness of God. Thanksgiving gives us access to experiencing the goodness of God. Number two, thanksgiving provokes the unction for multiplication. It provokes the unction for multiplication. Everything multiplies around the life of a thanksgiver. And everything diminishes around the life of the ungrateful. Everything multiplies around the life of a thanksgiver. And everything diminishes around the life of the unthankful. The unthankful will always live in a dry land. Because ingratitude brings dryness. Ingratitude. Ingratitude. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19 to 22. It says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. He now says, when thanksgiving proceeds, and the voice of them that make men is a scripture that everyone in this house must be conversant with. When thanksgiving proceeds, and the voice of them that make merry, the next thing that happens is, he said, I will multiply them. I multiply them with based on their thanksgiving. I multiply them based on their thanksgiving. So thanksgiving provokes unction for multiplication. Thanksgiving provokes unction for multiplication. When things are not multiplying around people, it's simply because they are living an unthankful life. They are living a life that is void and empty of thanksgiving. You and I, for us to experience multiplication, we must be grateful. We must be grateful because thanksgiving provokes the unction for multiplication. If you believe that, give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate him. Number three, thanksgiving brings glory. The Bible says in that same Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19, I read, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I pray for you. You will not be few in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. Now he says, I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. I declare you will not be small in the name of Jesus. So thanksgiving is the way to glory. Thanksgiving to God establishes glory on you and it deletes shame. It deletes smallness. It deletes smallness. He said, they will not be few. He comes back, repeats the same statement and says, they shall not be small. They will not be few. They shall not be small. And what causes that? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. When business remains small, it's because that business, there's no gratitude flowing from your business. There are many people, complaints are filled in their business premises. Complaints are, they have not even paid this. They are not paid that. Everybody's complaining. Staffs are complaining. Boss is complaining. Supervisors complain. Everybody complaining. And it provokes dryness. Give Jesus praise this morning. Please give Jesus proper praise this morning. Number four, thanksgiving activates the punishment of the oppressor. Verse 20, Jeremiah 30. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. When you try to oppress a thanksgiver, you are looking for the punishment of God. Anyone or anything that oppresses you is punished by God. Because God will not stand and watch anything oppress you, thereby stopping you from giving God thanks. Anything that oppresses you indirectly stops you from giving God thanks. And God will not stand to watch that happen. So he says here, he punishes the oppressor. The oppressor is punished because you are giving me thanks and I will not allow anything to interfere with that thanks that you're giving to me. I pray for you this morning. Anyone that has been oppressed in one way or another, I declare, let the punishment of God come upon that oppression in the name of Jesus. Number five, thanksgiving places on you the seal of nobility and greatness. The seal of nobility and greatness. Verse 21, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. I will cause them to draw nigh, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his heart to approach unto me? Saith the Lord. And their nobles shall be of themselves. And their nobles shall be of themselves. So thanksgiving places on you a seal of nobility, a seal of greatness. A seal of nobility, a seal of greatness. That is, no matter how hard the devil tries to render you useless, he cannot succeed. No matter how hard he tries to reduce you, he cannot succeed. Why? There is already a seal of greatness and nobility on you because of your thanksgiving. Give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate the Lord this morning. So thanksgiving places on you the seal of greatness. Number six, thanksgiving gives you access to intimacy with God. The same verse 21. He said, and I will cause him to draw nigh. I will cause him to draw nigh. I will cause him to draw nigh. He shall approach unto me. For who is that that engages his heart to approach unto me? Saith the Lord. Your thanksgiving causes you to draw nigh. That is, God will pull you closer to himself. He inhabits in the praises of his people. He inhabits in the praises of his people. Anytime a person has an attitude of gratitude, the presence of God is always surrounding them. The presence of God is always surrounding them. Thanksgiving is like a magnet. The same way ingratitude is a magnet. Faith is a magnet. There are a couple of things in our Christian work that is a magnet. Faith is a magnet. The same way fear is a magnet. Thanksgiving is a magnet. When you hang around someone who is not a thanksgiver, you automatically come under the cloud of darkness that they carry. That is why thanksgiving, that ingratitude and unthankfulness is infectious. Hang around someone who complains all the time. After a while, you will start doing the same thing. I don't like complainers around me. I generally, the very moment someone starts complaining, I just remove myself. I don't want to be infected. My friend, during the COVID, were you not covering your nose? Were you, even when someone just coughs by mistake, you take off. Then how come your fellowship with an unthankful person? They are more infectious than even COVID-19. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Amen. And the reason why many people intimacy with God, ifedile, is because thanksgiving has finished. Intimacy with God is a proof of thanksgiving. When you are ungrateful, you lose your intimacy with God. When you murmur, you lose your closeness to God. When you murmur, every time you murmur, you lose your closeness to it. Because God cannot inhabit in the congregation of the complainers. He inhabits in the praises of Israel. Give Jesus praise this morning. Please give Jesus praise this morning. That is why, listen friends, when we praise and worship, that is why I am meticulous about the kind of songs we sing in our services. We don't sing tile ye ta ta, tile ye ta. No. You can sing that in funeral. Amen. Because we are there, it has to be praise to God. It has to be intentional. Even in fact, I called Pastor Bree the other day. I said, don't even sing. Except when I ask you to. Don't even say, from glory to glory, we are praying. That is an affirmation song. You know, it's an affirmation song. God is taking us. He is taking us. We're not praising him. But songs like, that's a praise to God. praise to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise to God. I even told her, I said, when it's praise and worship time, it has to be praises to God. Because we want to celebrate the presence of God. He inhabits in the praises of his people. My friend, lift your voice and give Jesus praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Is it that we shouldn't sing those kind of songs? We do. We do sing them. And we'll continue to sing them. After some prophetic time of prayer, we need to declare from glory to, because we have declared some prophetic words. We back it up with our affirmation. But at the same time, we must also have thanks and praises to God Almighty. Amen. When you murmur, you lose your closeness to God. Number seven. Thanksgiving puts a seal of divine ownership on you. Verse 22 of the same scripture of Jeremiah 30. And you shall be my people, and I'll be your God. It puts a seal of divine ownership. Anywhere you step into, wherever people see you, there is something about you that shows to them you belong to God. And I declare over you this morning, the seal of divine ownership shall be found on your life in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be found on your life in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your thanksgiving this morning, I prophesy, enter into a new level of intimacy with God in the name of Jesus. I declare you shall be great in the name of Jesus. You will not be small in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your thanksgiving today, any oppressor, anyone who will not let you have rest, I decree and I declare they shall experience the punishment of God in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus praise this morning. What is our focus for thanksgiving? What is our focus for thanksgiving? Why are we giving God thanks? We give God thanks because we have the gift of life. We have his breath in our lungs. That is why we give him thanks. The Bible says in Psalm 150 verse 5 to 6, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything. Everything that has bread, not the one who has bought a new Louis Vuitton shoe. Let everything that has bread, not the one who has a new Rolls Royce. Let everything that has bread, not the one who has just built a new mansion. Let everything that has bread, not the one who has just gotten a new job with six figures. Let everything that has breath, if you have breath in your lungs, then you owe God thanks. Give him praise this morning. Because we think that we are only to give God thanks when our prayers are answered. No. He didn't say let everyone whose prayers are answered give him thanks. He said let everything that has breath, breath in your lungs, makes it that you owe God thanksgiving. But pastor, things are falling apart around me. Do you have breath in your lungs? You say yes, then give him thanks. Pastor, my marriage has just fallen apart. Do you have breath in your lungs? Yes. In the midst of that marriage falling apart, give him thanks. Because what makes you owe God thanksgiving is his breath in your lungs. Now go ahead and celebrate the King of Kings this morning. I get a regret letter after I've applied and I know that I did my best at that interview and they tell me that the job is not given to you. Well, it still does not warrant that you don't give God thanks. You give him thanks. Father, I thank you for your breath in my lungs. Hallelujah. Number two, our focus for thanksgiving. Number two, for the abortion of the plans of the wicked you were not aware of. The Bible says in Job 5 verse 12, he disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their wicked hands cannot perform their enterprise. God aborted the plans of the wicked. You were not aware of it, but he fought on your behalf. He gave a voice. He gave you a voice where you had no voice. Psalm Isaiah 44, 25. That frustrated the tokens of liars. Maketh diviners mad. Turned wise men backward. And maketh their knowledge foolish. When they took counsel together against you, God frustrated them. I don't know who you are. God will continue to frustrate those who can't take counsel against you in the name of Jesus. So you give him thanks for aborting the plans of the wicked you were not aware of. There are many things that could have harmed you that God aborted. Many things he frustrated, you are not aware of. Many things God frustrated that you were not aware of. Some of you, the accident you had was meant to be your death. That car was meant to be your casket. But when the accident happened, he removed you and the car was written off. You will have been the one written off. And you come on, I don't know. And I prayed this morning and the car still had an accident. My friend, if you had not prayed, you would have been the accident. So give him thanks. Please, my friend, give Jesus thanks this morning. Give him thanks. The plans of the wicked, he aborted it. When the enemy came to eat you up, he stopped their mouth. He said, no, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets know her? When you were sleeping in the night, when those demons came and they were looking at you, and you were snoring, they felt like, if I give you knock, angels appeared. I said, you can touch this. Hallelujah. Amen. And the demons just angrily left. And you woke up, you even missed morning prayers. That was how much you enjoyed the sleep. Amen. He frustrated the enemy. Some of you right now, you know, that diarrhea you had by what you ate, that was poison. It was meant to kill you. But it only resulted in diarrhea and a few vomits here and there. And you were fine. So that's why it's a good thing to give thanks, to give God thanks lavishly, because you don't know how many things he prevented from happening. The things you drank, the things you ate, and it was just diarrhea. They probably were poison that was supposed to take you out, and God did not allow it. Ah. So we give God thanks for the frustration of the plan of the enemy. And I pray for you this morning, as your amen will thunder, every agenda of the enemy regarding your life in the current, I command them be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Every current plan of hell, today I frustrate them in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Number three, we are thanking God. We give God thanks for what he did in the past. We are thanking him for what he did in the past. We thank God for what he did in the past. We give God thanks for what he did for us in the past. We give God thanks for what he did for us in the past. Bless the Lord, O my soul, the psalmist says, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. O my soul, bless the Lord. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, forgiveth in the past. Who healeth all thy diseases in the past. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction in the past. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies in the past. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles in the past. Who forgives your sin. Most of us, we take forgiveness of sin for granted. Listen, let me share this with you. Imagine the little thing you did, people know. You see how they treat you. The little misstep, and they knew about it. When you're coming, they start gossiping. Hey, she's coming. Then imagine if they know the secret one you're doing. That only God knows. And yet he still forgives you. The secret one you're doing. Those ones, you know. And he still forgives you. Imagine if people know those secret ones. My friend. Social media will be buzzing. You will trend. But who forgives? He forgives our sins. We still come before him with holy hands. He still looks at us and says, you are accepted in the beloved. He still looks us out with the eyes of mercy and grace. He forgave your sin. Forgave your sin. Hallelujah. So we give him thanks for what he did in the past. And part of what he did for you forgiveness of sin. He healed you, redeemed your life from destruction. We give him thanks for all the benefits we have received from him. So here we are not talking about, you know, what he did for you that you don't know about. We're talking about what he did for you, you know about. I'm talking about the ones you are aware of. The enemy organized some shame for you. God prevented it from happening. They ganged up against you in that office. God intervened and frustrated their plans, terminated their agenda, overturned their wickedness, and gave you victory over them. Number four, we give God thanks and praise for what he is doing now that you are not aware of. There are many things God is doing right now that you are not aware of. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There are things that are beyond your imagination that God is doing right now. Beyond your human visibility, there is divine activity. Beyond your human visibility, there is divine activity that is going on. So understand, beyond your human visibility, there is always divine activity. So we give God thanks. In the realms where you see nothing, something is happening on your behalf. We give him thanks. And the more you give him thanks, the more manifestations begins to happen in your life. Hallelujah. Number five, the last one. We give God thanks for what he is yet to do, but sure to do then. For what he is yet to do, but sure to do then. Why is he sure to do? Because he promised in his word. He promised in his word. So you have not yet received your healing, but it is promised in the word of God that by his stripes you were healed. So you give him thanks. You keep celebrating him. He has not done it yet, but he's sure to do them. Why? His word guarantees the performance of what he has promised. Remember Abraham? When God promised him a child, the child had not arrived yet. Abraham kept giving God thanks. Why? Because he promised to do them. He has not done them yet, but he is sure to do them. So Abraham kept giving God thanks, giving God glory to God, even when Isaac has not arrived, even when Sarah had nothing to show for it. He kept giving God praise. So we give God thanks for what he is yet to do, but sure to do. And as I said, why is he sure to do? Because he promised in his word. You give God thanks. You give God thanks. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. So thanksgiving is an expression of faith. Was strong in faith. Thanksgiving is an expression of faith. The Bible now shows us how strong he was in faith. But was strong in faith. What was the strength of his faith? The Bible now said, giving glory to God. If the Bible have stopped by saying, but was strong in faith and didn't say anything further, would have confused the whole discussion and conversation. But God said, no, let me help you. The strength of the faith was him giving glory to God. So thanksgiving is an expression of faith. When I give God thanks, I'm expressing my faith in the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I could ever ask or think of. When I give God thanks. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise this morning. So the healing is not complete. You're giving God thanks. Lord, I thank you. Because my healing shall be perfected, whether the devil likes it or not. Lord, I thank you. Because my business will break through, whether the devil likes it or not. God, I thank you. Because I will get a new job, whether demons are awake or they are sleeping. Because he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Why? So that my enemies can serve me while I am eating from the table he has prepared for me. Because though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. God, I thank you. I may not see your everlasting arm, but I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So God, I thank you that no death is permitted to take me. Because with long life, you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. God, I thank you. Because the plan of the enemy, not that it will not happen, and it didn't happen. Give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate him this morning. Let's rise on our feet. Give him praise this morning. So you're thanking him for what he has not done yet, but he's sure to do that. My friend, lift your voice. Give him praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.